Hi, this is Lisa from Inspire to Thrive. Today, I wanted to discuss missing letter versus Agora Pulse versus the buffer. There are three social media management tools that I've used over the years, and I continue to use two of them. There's a blog post on Inspire to Thrive done by Christopher Owanda that explains the differences between the three different programs. So I kind of wanted to just explain what may work best for you in your business. If you're a solopreneur and you're just managing one business, I recommend Missing Letter. It makes it real simple. I love the features that they have where once you have new content through an RSS feed, you get an email and it's automatic. You just have to check off a few headlines, graphics. It's all in there. So it's just for you to be sure that those are the ones you want to use. You can always change them, but usually they're the ones that come right from the blog post. So it's real quick and easy. And then they take them and they put all different words, different sayings for the different blog posts throughout. You can pick a 2-week period, 2-month, 6-month, or 12-month period where you want these posts to go out on Twitter, Facebook, Google Your Business. It's a fabulous tool. So I do recommend it if you are a single business, you know, just managing your own social media. There's also the buffer. I haven't used it as much lately. I used to use it years ago and really did like it as well. I actually just logged in because I hadn't been in there in quite some time. So I still have a couple accounts in there because I no longer pay. It used to get a lot more with the free account, which is what made me go over to Agora Pulse. And I am a brand ambassador at Agora Pulse, so I do get the latest updates in my dashboard. And I recommend Agora Pulse to any advertising agency, anyone that manages multiple social media accounts. It is the best tool for that. What got me started with Agora Pulse, what I really liked, was all of their reporting. I had to report to clients, you know, how was their Facebook page this past month? How was their Twitter account? You know, did they gain any followers? Did they gain this? Did they gain that? And when you're managing multiple accounts, it's a lot of work if you have to do it on your own. Having Agora Pulse on autopilot with their reports is just wonderful. And you can make the reports, you know, white glove. You can add your client's logo, your logo. They come in a PDF format. They're easy to make, easy to digest. I look at them every month because I want to know what the best times to post on social media are, and a lot of times I will make adjustments for the following month when I see that report that I produce for my clients. I want to make sure that their social media posts are going out at the right day and time for their audience, because it does change over time. So I highly recommend that. If you do Facebook ads, there's even a Facebook ad report, and it can give you some guidance on the Facebook ads, and that's free to use whether or not you have an account with Agora Pulse. So that's another little tidbit there for you. All of the tools do make, you know, changes. I haven't seen too many changes from Missing Letter, and I have been using that about a year now. I've been almost 5 years with Agora Pulse, and Buffer I used probably 10 years ago now that I've been in this business. And that was the first tool that I used. They do have browser extensions that you can use to make it simple for you. So that's a fabulous way to share content. Sometimes you want to share other people's content, and so you can do that way. And of course, with the Agora Pulse calendar, you can schedule out to all different accounts and share. You can also pick up feeds, which is important. You want to pick up others' feeds if you're sharing others' content. So that's something to know as well with Agora Pulse. And Agora Pulse has, they've got Instagram, LinkedIn pages. They also have the Google My Business, although I haven't used it for that yet. And I believe Pinterest. I have multiple Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram accounts that I do manage that way. And it's a fabulous, you can look at it day by day, a month by month, or week by week. And I like having those different views. And I know the buffer too does the same. You can kind of view them differently. And so does Missing Letter. So any of the tools are really great, but I wanted to explain the difference between the three. So if you're a single business, Missing Letter is your best bet. And if you're using multiple accounts, I would recommend Agora Pulse. You may want to check the pricing along with the buffer if you're only managing a few. But if it's, you know, over 20 accounts, Agora Pulse is really the one for you. And if it's a single one, Missing Letter is really a fabulous tool for you. Another bonus with the Missing Letter, not only do you share your own content, but you can share what they call curate others' content. And that means others can curate your content. So I noticed a spike in traffic to my websites when I used it. So I have two different sites. Everyone knows the Inspire to Thrive, but I've also been cultivating Small Biz Tipster for more just business-oriented tips. And I have a separate account, Missing Letter, for that one, as I've been testing it out and really wanting to compare all the different tools that are available out there for us to use. So I hope that clarifies the different tools. And if you hadn't seen the blog post, it's one of the newest ones. It's Missing Letter versus Agora Pulse versus Buffer, a detailed comparison. And you'll see Christopher did a fabulous job on it. Not only does he show you some of the different the differences, but he also shows you the pricing. And you can start Missing Letter for free. Solo is $19 a month, and you can get a pro for $59. I've been using the solo. It's been working wonderful. And then I believe he goes through the Agora Pulse. The pro account is $79 a month and the premium is $199. It actually goes down if you pay by the year. You can get a lower rate. So there's a option there. And you do get 2 months free from Inspire to Thrive if you sign up. So just a heads up on that. And the buffer, you do get a free account. You can do what they call an essentials for $5 a month, a team for $10, and an agency from $100. Their agency for the $100 is the top 10 social channels, where I know Agora Pulse is, you can do like 26. And they actually have, the enterprise, they can go even higher. So those are the pricing points on them as well. So I hope that you found this helpful, and I would love to hear from you. Have a great day. Thank you.